I said I don't like kids.
Okay, but the funny part in all of this situation, because really it's not really funny, because what this man did is abysmal. It's disgusting. Him, as a blatant homosexual man, married a woman, a heterosexual woman, and then pretty much was forced to have kids. He didn't want kids. And in fact, the argument that he gave for not wanting kids was actually like a prenatalist argument, which cases some people use for like abortion.
I'm afraid of having children. I'm really afraid of having children. I said I don't like kids. That's not true. I like kids. That's a smokescreen. I kind of don't like sticky kids. But I'm afraid of having children. Deathly afraid because of thrusting them into a life that they didn't choose.
Why bring this life into the, you know, into this world with nothing but pain and sorrow? That's the argument that he was giving. Talking about, I'm afraid to have kids and stuff like that. No, it's not that he was afraid to have kids. He didn't know how. That's the issue. He didn't know how it was going to happen because he doesn't like women. So I guarantee he's probably talking to Dave Rubin. Yo, how'd this happen? Surrogate? Okay, so who is your person that you use? That's what he's thinking about, okay? I bet my life. That is what Crowder was worried about. He was worried, how does a gay man have children? Like, that means I have to do the nasty with the female. Ugh. Now, in his video, which is hysterical, because he's going through, like, the whole MGTOW, red pill, you know, manosphere. Oh, my God. It's just hilarious to see him just break down. Because what he does is, every incel, every beta talking point of trying to blame no-fault marriage. Oh, this is the law. That's what he keeps on saying. He keeps blaming the law, right? Not the fact that maybe there was something in the marriage that you weren't delivering. I don't know. Maybe the fact that you're a closeted homosexual. Maybe that's why she wants to get a divorce.
And she wanted something else for her life. That's not my choice. She simply wanted out, and the law says that that's how it works. And no, this was not my choice. My then-wife decided that she didn't want to be married anymore. And in the state of Texas, that is completely permitted.
Because he may...
What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I keep telling you, dude. I said this shit... Hold on. When did he say this? 20 hours ago. 20 hours ago. My video was posted soon after Undead Chronic and Hammerhand did their live stream the same day. I think my video came up 2 days ago. Bro, we all knew that was, you know, that's his beard. I mean, every one of his fucking fan base knew that. Because he gave the same argument that I used to give when I was a fucking libertarian. Or libertarian, a fucking liberal. When I was a liberal, I used to fucking say shit like, oh, who wants to have kids in a world like this? And now it's like, dude, I bet my parents were thinking the same fucking thing. I bet my parents were thinking the exact same fucking thing. Everybody's parents were probably thinking the exact same thing. Who the fuck wants to raise kids during the bubonic plague? Who the fuck wants to, raise kids in a place where, the Byzantine Empire is fucking taking over? Who the fuck wants to raise kids, in a fucking stone cave? Everybody makes that mistake. Like, what is it? The reason why I like Death Stranding so much, even though it's a jumbled mess of a storyline, was because of the message of a father desperately trying to protect his daughter. And a father desperately trying to come to terms with being a father. There was that scene where um there was that scene where he's holding his child, right? It's like, I forget what Mads Mikkelsen's character. He's holding his child and he's in his hands and he's saying, you know, at first I thought that, you know, I was afraid of being a father, but then I realized I was afraid of failing. Because I wanted to be the best father for you that I could be. And that fear didn't make me a coward. That fear made me brave. Because I knew I wanted to do better for you. So anytime I hear my buddies are having a kid, I fucking congratulate them. I mean, you could see the fear on their face. They're shocked. They don't know what to do, what to think. Every single time. They've got this surprised look on their face. Like they're not sure what to do. And to me, it fucking, I don't know, it makes me smile. Because I see hope. I don't see like a guy who's horrified, who thinks like, fuck, I fucked up. It's more like, fuck, dude. I don't want to fail this kid. To me, it means a lot. It means the world to me when I see my buddies having kids. Crowder, for whatever reason, he, multimillionaire, has a hit show. Why would he be afraid? If the money's taken care of and he's got a good wife, and I see this shit all the time. As a matter of fact, I got an uncle who's gay, right? And he told me this all the time. When we were living in West Hollywood, one day we were having a drink on my birthday, and I asked him a question. I said, hey, uncle, did you ever think about getting married? And he's like, yeah, I've thought about it on a few occasions. And I was like, what about having kids? He's like, absolutely not. I'm far too selfish for that. Like, look at the lifestyle I'm living. And again, I think it was called Thousand Palms or Palm something. It was on Hayward. Basically, it was like a very popular apartment complex where a bunch of movies were shot at. And it was like $5,000 a month to live there. Excuse me, it was $3,500 a month to live there. Like in the best part of West Hollywood, the safest part of West Hollywood. And I asked him, like, did you ever have a girlfriend or anything like that? And he's like, I tried, but it wasn't me. Like, I had one girl and she was obsessed with me for years. And she tried to marry me, and then I had another girlfriend try to marry me, and that's why I don't make friends with girls. And I started laughing, right? He's like, I just don't make friends with them because they fall in love with me and then they want to marry me. And, you know, those women want kids and I don't want kids. But it's not my personal my personal preference. And I was like, oh, well, obviously, right? But my uncle's fear was that he was going to have a kid with somebody who was not only going to be a horrible mother, but he was going to be in a situation where, like, he doesn't want to have kids, and then, you know, the fear of him not loving his own offspring, that was his fear, because it was going to be with somebody who he didn't love. And it's like, when I started to listen to Crowder, right, it was clear. It was clear to everybody. And Crowder was trying to live he was trying to make his dad proud. He was trying to keep his dad happy and his life a secret. Well, it's funny to me how he's able to channel, like, you know, the gay character so well. Like, why he's always in drag, why he's always fucking, you know. Well, he was always trying to kiss Not Gay Jared. It just... He was always trying to get Naki Jared to dress, like, in skimpy outfits where he was always showing his chest and shit. It's just... It's all the fun... Dude, again, because I lived in West Hollywood, I've seen the gay pride parades, and I've seen the pair-ups. I've seen, you know, the dynamic and the kind of like the way gay couples function. What were you doing living in West Hollywood? It was a construction site in Beverly Hills. They're literally right down the street from where I was living. Calm the fuck down. I was working at Bulgari. But in any case, God damn, I missed that job. Rodeo Drive. I can't tell you how many gorgeous women would just fucking just... Oh, fuck. Saw Megan Fox and Charlie something. I think... I can't remember if it's Charlie Wilson or something like that. The guy from Sons of Anarchy. I met... Oh, fuck. The guy from Married with Children. I forget his fucking name. The guy who played Al Bundy. I met him. He's funny as fuck. Megan Fox, I didn't get to meet her. I just passed by her when she was going to her, it's like a actor's agency, but it's hidden. It just looks like an arch out of nowhere. And you're like, what the fuck is that? What's in there? There's a hidden parking lot in there. There's a hidden gym that, you know, only the elites have access to. Fucking Nas was down there one day. He was shopping for some fucking expensive ass blank. It doesn't matter. My point is that, so was RZA. But my point is that, yeah, Crowder, we all knew he was a beard. Or we all knew he had a beard. We knew it. He never fucking took pictures of him and his wife, like, doing anything intimate other than just being next to each other. Like, I'm just being practical. I think Lucas is being hyperbolic. He's reaching. Me, personally, it was just so painfully obvious. You know, and the thing about these women is they make the mistake of thinking they could change men and they can, you know, like my uncle told me, he's like, every girl that ever tried to be with me, like more than just a friend, they tried to change me into being straight. And it was always trying to, like, subtle things, like, don't you think her legs look nice? Don't you think this? Don't you think that? What do you think about my dress? What do you, like, do you like the way my ass looks in this, in these pants? And I'm just like, are you fucking serious? Like, I look at him kind of, like, funny about that. Like, what the fuck? That's almost blatant. But yeah, dude. Every chick does that. They always try to fuck a guy straight. And Crowder just wants to make his dad proud. Because his dad is apparently a pretty fucking badass. Like, he's a fucking cool motherfucker. So he just wanted to make his dad proud. He wanted to, you know, he didn't want to fail his father. But it was just, like I said, dude, I'm going to see things that you guys don't because I've been following it for such a long period of time. I see the red flags. I see the signs. They're so subtle in nature that you would miss them. But there's always something in the beginning that just kind of like clicks. It cues off. There's something that doesn't make sense. There's something that just like, something feels off. And then when you start doing digging, you're like, huh. That's one small bit of evidence. And then one turns into two. And over the years, two turns into a bunch. Now, here's the thing, dude, is, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I stopped listening to Crowder when Sven Computer got kicked off the set. And every once in a while, I'll come across you know, a news feed or whatever. But after that Daily Wire shit, it was like, I'm, you know what, dude? Like, I don't want to hear it anymore. Because what Crowder was trying to do was trying to throw off, one, trying to throw off the scent, two, gain more momentum for his platform, three, like, he fucked over his friend, and four, it's just, like, he's screwed over so many people. You know, not being able to promote your material on Louder with Crowder out of fear that you're going to steal his audience is very juvenile. It's a very juvenile thing to do. You know, did fucking Conan ever say, hey, Bill Burr, can you not talk about the fucking Patrice O'Neill Foundation or the fundraising that you have every year? You know what I mean? Like, never once. Never once did fucking Conan Conan say, hey, Bill Burr, you can't be talking about Patrice O'Neill on the show. You can't be talking about, you know, your exploits. You can't be talking about your podcast. Never once did that. Because he knew that the dedicated following that followed him also followed Bill Burr. They were just hand in hand. And rather than elevate the people that were giving him, you know, all this great content, were suddenly being silenced. It's backwards, dude. Like, to me, it's like, imagine having married that characteristic. Marrying somebody who's constantly telling you, like, hey, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that, you can't be fucking trying to outshine me, you can't be doing, you know, it just gets to a point where you're like, all right, fuck it then. You know, I can't be with you. As a matter of fact, I woke up to an interview of Dave Landau and Anthony Cumia, you know, making up. Well, it was more like Dave Landau saying, like, hey, you know what, you were right, and I fucked up. And Anthony's like, nah, who cares? It's in the past. It was 2 years ago, dude. It was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. Like, who cares? Like, you're always welcome back to the show, man. And Dave's just like, you know, thank you, man. Like, that means the world to me. Like, Anthony Cumia has always been that type of dude. Like, hey, if you find something better, fuck, I can't stop you. But at least give me a heads up kind of thing. But he never has ill will towards anybody. Never. He'll get pissed off, sure. But he's never going to not say, hey, you can't promote your shit on my show. That's the one thing that Crowder just doesn't fucking have. He doesn't have that. So I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you guys. It's just coming out slowly but slowly. Like, people are just like, dude, this was a long time coming. As a matter of fact, there's a guy in this comment section who's like, saying like, yeah, dude, we all knew he was fucking gay or whatever. It's no surprise. To anybody, this divorce is no surprise. And you know what, man? Like, this has been going on for years and years and years. Apparently since 2001, this divorce. So that's, like, shortly during COVID. I don't know, man. It doesn't matter, dude. Doesn't matter if it was a gay guy, straight guy, or whatever. Getting married, fucking dumb idea. Guard your heart.